Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, hey, Super Awesome listeners, Matt here. Me and Sammer are on a little summer break, so you get another mixtape rewind this week. But don't you worry, we've got Songs of Summer. This was one of our favorites that we did from season two. And so enjoy this, and we'll be back next week with an all new mixtape for you. Another great Super Awesome Mix for your collection. Enjoy it, guys. Talk to you soon. Welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Sammer Abu Salbi. Sammer, how are we doing this week?
Doing real well. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing great. You know, things are heating up. It's summertime. It's the worst time of year for you. anyone who listened to season one will know that you are just not a fan of the heat.
You know, I'm doing this new thing this year where two things are going to happen. One, I'm really going to try not to complain about the heat. We'll see.
Okay.
It's early on at the time of this recording, so we'll see how far I get. Number two, I've actually literally been thinking about the times that I have enjoyed summer and, like, you know, certain memories I have of really nice summer times, really nice summer breaks, especially being in school. I'm trying to channel that energy. You know, I'm trying to remember that there's good things about summer, and it's not just me wanting to die in a pool of sweat. So that doesn't count as a complaint. That's a past me thing, right? Now I'm
right, in, right. Yeah. That's past tense. Past
exactly.
Tense. You're not right. That person anymore.
I'm
you're
not. That I'm person not.
Anymore.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward
so,
to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So you're looking forward to it. You want to think about the good things. And so with a little help from our listeners, we put together a mix of kind of island vibes, like things that kind of make you feel good in the heat, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Like I need that energy, you know, to keep this positivity going. And I figured, you know, last year we did a summertime follower mix, which was a lot of fun, listener mix from all of you submitting songs. And we've done a couple since then. And I thought, well, what would be a good follow up to, you know, that summertime one? And I thought, well, what a great time to take an island vacation or a pool vacation or, I don't know, like a lake somewhere, like whatever it may be. This mix is, you know, the ultimate kind of sitting and lounging and relaxing and not a care in the world. And I've got to say, I think the listeners really crushed it. They did a great job.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they did an awesome job. So what we did here of all the responses we got, and we got a ton of them. So thank you to our listeners and our followers who chimed in here. We took eight songs based on listener suggestions. Then Sammer picked two and I picked two to get to 12 total.
Exactly, yes.
So we're going to start off. And this was, you picked this one, but it was suggested by a longtime listener and often commenter at Datto3Girls. And I remember this user... I pointed out his name was at Datto3Girls, and it was like, oh, right, that makes more sense.
Yeah, I'm feeling really confident about this listener mix in terms of shouting out handles. So we'll see. We'll see how we do.
Yeah, we'll see if we do better here. So suggestion one, at Datto3Girls, he came up with and you picked this, Soak Up the Sun by Sheryl Crow.
Yes. First off, I can't believe that this song is 20 years old. It was released in 2002.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I was like, it still gets radio play. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it just came out. But instead, just the other day, actually, on Showtime, there was like a career retrospective, like documentary on Sheryl Crow, because she's been at this for like 30 years. And it's like, wait, what?
Yeah. It is wild. I know, time is flying by. But yeah, Soak Up the Sun, Sheryl Crow. Definitely remember playing this song when I was younger. It is a very, very like island vibe. I think it's a great opener. The title is awesome. What's funny is this is really the first time I've ever paid attention to the lyrics and done some research around the lyrics. And I had no idea that this is kind of her view of almost like an almost, my guess is like almost like an anti-capitalistic or anti-materialistic or something against like this whole idea of like, oh, you need things, you need stuff, you need money, you need a job, you blah, 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 which is why she mentions my friend, the communist, I think in like one of the first lines of this
yeah,
song.
Yeah.
And I always just kind of glossed over that. I'm like, yeah, sure. Okay. You know, like we've got friends from all walks of life, you know.
Cheryl's just super accepting in the early 2000s. Yeah.
right. My friend, the communist. But then I, you know, obviously spent some time then rereading the lyrics and listening to the song again, knowing that. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting. But you know what? I still think it's a great vibe, number one. Belongs on this mix. You do want to soak up the sun when you're on an island. Very, very appropriate. And two, I do think it's like, you know, I would like to interpret it as like a way to remind yourself to take in the little things, you know, like take in the sunshine. You don't need all this stuff. Sometimes it is just nice to like take a beat and relax and soak up the sun.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, I think it's I've always loved this song. I really like Sheryl Crow, and I was trying to think this might be her first appearance on Super Awesome Mix. I put her on a mix. I put a song on our Cities and States mix called Mississippi. So she's got at least one other song on there. So. Right. Yes, but this is her first, I guess maybe one of her big hits that shows up on here. So, but also, speaking of the lyrics, that last line, I've got my 45 on so I can rock on, that like has taken on some different meanings over the years. It's a little, it almost controversial as to what it might mean. Some people think the 45 refers to an actual weapon.
Right,
and,
yeah.
Some, it's like, no, like SPF 45. So it's like you're outside in the sun. So it's like you get your sunscreen on, you can rock on.
And then others thought it was like a record, like a 45.
Yeah, a 45 record. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She apparently finally chimed in on Twitter and was like laughing about it and said, I liked all the debate, but she was referencing the SPF lotion 45. She said, I'm never in the sun without it. But I mean, who knows, right? I mean, she could have just picked the the most benign of the options because she did specifically note also that a 45 record would melt in the sun. It would warp. So she would never do that. She'd never play that out on the beat.
Okay, that makes sense. It's just interesting when you think of the anti-consumerism lyrics and then it's like, I've got my 45 on. It's like, well, I don't know, maybe just here in Texas, it's like, well, yeah, I could see someone just walking out to the beach in swim trunks and a holster, you know, that can absolutely happen. It probably does happen.
Yeah, it probably does. Let's move on to track two. okay, so this was your pick, and it was suggested by Hernandez Sean P., at Hernandez Sean P. That one took me a while to figure out where the splits were, but I got it. I feel confident about it. And his suggestion was Rainbow by G-Love, Special Sauce, and Jack Johnson.
So either one of these artists on their own, G-Love and Special Sauce or Jack Johnson, can produce a song that would have great island vibes, right? But you put them together and it's like, wow, this is just great. And really what you get is Jack Johnson singing with a piano and even like a little harmonica in there in the background. So it's like, what if Jack Johnson was the front man for like a regular band and not just up there playing his acoustic guitar? That's kind of, if you've ever had that fantasy, this is what that song is. Because I think it's just great because Jack Johnson's voice on anything kind of gives you that really laid back island vibe. But I love the instrumentation here that really kind of brings it to life and makes it sound a little different.
Yeah, I totally agree with everything you just said. I was actually really tempted to put the song Banana Pancakes on here just because, and again, like anything he sings, you just kind of feel like you're waking up in a beach house somewhere or like in a vacation home.
right. Yeah, I can't wear shoes while he's singing for some reason.
Oh, no. Yeah. You can't be stressed out. You can't be wearing shoes. Everything's gonna be all right, which is literally actually a line in the song, which I really liked. I thought the lyrics were so happy. You know, yes, I woke up this morning, a rainbow filled the sky. Well, that was God telling me everything's gonna be all right. And I just thought, yes, I like this. I approve of this pick. Well done, Hernandez, Sean P.
Yeah, great, great pick. And I wonder if they did a whole album together. Maybe there's more stuff out there by the two of them, because I'm definitely going to look into that.
Nice.
All right, your next pick, and this was suggested by at Top 5 Songs, you picked Sleepwalk by Santo and Johnny.
Yeah, an instrumental pick from all the way back from 1959. It's not often that we get songs from way, way back. In fact, I don't know if we've had a 50 song. We must have, but I can't remember right now.
You know, we did some Motown and some of the older. Right. I feel like we might have touched the 50s a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, right. We certainly haven't dedicated one of our decades mix for it, though. We might have to do that at some point.
We'll have to do that, yeah.
Yeah. But no, this is like a really, it's a beautiful song. I really like the feel of it. I really could visualize myself, like, you know, lounging on a chair somewhere by the water, relaxing with, you know, a drink nearby, whatever that drink may be. What was really interesting to me is, honestly, it sounded like Earth Angel, if you're familiar with that song from the 50s.
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason, I literally thought, I was like, wait, did they sample one another? Was sampling even a thing in the 50s that happened? they just sound kind of similar, I think.
Yeah, I think it might have been. They just had the same studio musicians on both tracks, possibly. Yeah. No, this is a song. It's funny because it started and I was like, I know this song. I've heard it so many times used in movies and TV shows. Never knew the title or the artist and had never really looked it up. Just thought it was, I don't know. I didn't even realize it was like a single. I just thought it was like something that was a part of these soundtracks in movies. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I feel like the only place I had heard it.
Right, right. Yeah. No, it was really good, though. I really like it. I had been introduced. I'm not sure if I had heard this anywhere else. So this was kind of my first introduction to this song.
Oh, wow.
Or at least certainly paying attention to it, I guess, you know, and like noting, right, this is this song. I don't know. But either way, I really liked it. It was good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to track 4. So this comes to us from a former guest of ours, which is really exciting. He's still chiming in with some great song suggestions. That comes to us from at Ryder Brandt. He was on the show, you know, talking about his book and produced an amazing mixtape to us for us all from songs from 1999, which is hands down the best year for music, I think. So his suggestion that you picked was Baby Blue by Saint Blonde.
Yeah, Saint Blonde, I'd never heard of, but they're an alternative rock band from Denton, Texas, which is just north of Dallas. And of course, Andrew Brandt is from Texas as well, so it makes sense that he might know this band. But I really like this. It's like it had a very 90s kind of sound to it. So I guess it's appropriate that Andrew suggested it to us.
right.
Yeah, based on, you know, the mix that he presented for us. But yeah, I mean, it's a song's all about letting go of kind of whatever it is that's around you. And I thought about it's perfect because that first day you're on vacation, wherever you're going, when you fly in, that's maybe the hardest part, is to just kind of unplug from whatever it is that's going on back home. You know, you're trying to answer that one email, then it's like, all right, then I'm putting my phone away, whatever it is. And yeah, the song was just kind of a good reminder to kind of, you know, all right, let all that go.
I agree. Yeah. However, to go back to Sheryl Crow's 45 SPF, don't let go remembering to put on sunscreen when you first arrive. Because
amen. Amen.
I have done that. It's my first trip to Hawaii. I was so grateful to be able to go. It was a long flight. I arrived there with my partner at the time, and we fell asleep by the pool, by the beach, and spent the entire rest of the trip having to wear UV like clothing because we were so burned. Oh my goodness!
Yeah. Well, so, yeah. And I'm, for the listeners who don't know, okay, I'm bald, and so if I am not careful about that and don't at least apply sunscreen to the top of my head, that can get real painful.
I can't imagine. But yeah, I like this track a lot. It's funny, you mentioned it's a 90s vibe. I kind of got like an 80s vibe. I felt like I wanted to be like playing beach volleyball somewhere, like out of the scene in Top Gun, you know? Like that's where my mind went listening to this, or like montaging to it, like running down the beach or something.
Yeah.
So
it sounds like you were just looking for an excuse to take your shirt off. Is really what it sounds like.
I mean, all day, every day. That's For the record, that's not true, like, at all.
I just said it sounded like it. I wasn't making an accusation. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Good.
All right. Your next pick, track five. You've got Vacation, the acoustic mixtape. And this is by Sam Hunt. And it was suggested, this is the second appearance on the mix, at Hernandez, Sean P. So did a really good job making some picks here.
Yeah, absolutely. I really, really dug this track. I had to play it or put it on the mix whenever I listened to it. I had not known of Sam Hunt or this track, so it was really cool. I always love being introduced to new music. But yeah, it was just like, it's kind of the perfect track for this mix. I love the opening lyrics. I mean, I was already on board with the feeling, you know, we just talked about that whole thing of letting go whenever we start your vacation. And this song begins with no watch, no phone, no shoes, got on a pair of cheap shades that I'm probably going to lose. And I just think like, yep, that's like a vacation trip, right? Like,
yeah.
That's the ideal. Especially I love the detail of having like the pair of sunglasses. Like, and you brought the cheap pair because you're very likely to lose them.
Yeah, these are definitely not coming home with me, right? Yeah.
Right, exactly. But yeah, I liked it. It had an interesting sound to it. And I'm still not sure why it's parentheses acoustic, because it didn't sound acoustic to me at all. But I don't know. What do I know?
Yeah, I didn't get that part either. I also disagreed when he said parasailing looks easy to him, because I'm like, I don't think it looks easy. I feel like it would be really right. challenging. And yeah, I'm not sure I want to try it at this point in my life.
I have done it once, and I just remember it hurting like a whole lot.
Yeah. But was it easy enough to do? It was just painful after the fact?
I think it was easy enough to do. I feel like you just kind of like get strapped in and then a boat like drags you away somewhere. But then that doesn't
sound pleasant.
No. I mean, you're right. I'm really selling parasailing.
You're not painting a picture with words that I would want to get into.
All right. Well, let me really try to sell you with the experience where the boat slowed down to take a turn, and then we lost a lot of air in that moment and almost hit another boat before the driver picked back up again.
Nope. I'm going to pass on parasailing. Yeah. I think I'm sold. Yeah.
That's fair. That is fair. But yes, great pick. I agree. Parasailing might not be the easiest thing. I don't know if I would do it again. So there's that. But maybe you love it out there, and good for you. That's great. All right, let's move on to track six. So this is your pick, and it came to us from @SkySoSmart. That's SMRT, which I have to imagine is a nod to Homer Simpson spelling out I am so smart, SMRT, which I really enjoy. If it's not, and this person just typoed that, then okay, that works too. So they suggested Kokomo by the Beach Boys, which just had to be on this mix.
Yeah, it's an all-time classic, right? Although the only fictional location in the song is Kokomo. There is no actual Caribbean island named Kokomo. There is a small town in Indiana named Kokomo. But it does work with the song. It is from the soundtrack of the excellent Tom Cruise film Cocktail. From the 80s, which, by the way, has kind of an awesome soundtrack, too. I mean, it's a very 80s soundtrack, but, you know, that's a soundtrack I've listened to multiple times. And also a great music video Kokomo has with the great John Stamos playing like drums or bongos or something like that in it.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, so you get a little bit of everything with this, but it's a very, very 80s, even though the sound of it is kind of timeless.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, it is amazing that it's still being played today and that people can reference it. And I had this idea that because there is no Kokomo in the Caribbean, one day when we open super awesome resorts, which is another leg of this empire,
yes,
we can just call it Kokomo, because then this song is all we ever really need to do for marketing. We have zero marketing expense. We just, you know, people are going to listen to this song one day, look up Kokomo. We'll do all the SEO work so that we're the first people to pop up.
Yes.
And everyone's going to come visit. They won't be disappointed anymore. We'll also have to like steal away a lot of traffic from Kokomo, Indiana. So sorry to that town.
Well, and if we can't secure the rights to Kokomo from the Beach Boys, we'll just spell it with two C's and kind of do a McDonald's sort of thing with it, you know,
right,
and just try to work that angle, right? So just
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, trademark. Okay, Kokomo spelled with two C's. All right. For anybody out there,
filing the paperwork as we record.
Yes,
it's happening
as we record. Yeah, we have a lawyer who's got headphones on and they're filing away all these ideas as we come up with them.
That's how it works. Yep.
All right, next back-to-back picks here for at Sky So Smart, and you picked his suggestion of Rebel Rebel by I'm gonna screw this up, but I'm gonna say Sway Jorge.
I think it's Sue George.
Sue George. Okay, yeah, let's go with that. God.
Yeah. And I also think Sky So Smart might identify as a female, but doesn't matter. Anyway.
Oh, man, that's my bad. I didn't even think about what. Anyway.
Right.
All right.
Anyway. All right. So Rebel Rebel by Sue George.
I've offended everyone, okay, 20 minutes into the show.
The other set of lawyers listening in are now busy at work as well. That's how that works. Okay, so yes, we don't discuss who we're gonna pick. We just like had a pool of songs we pick always in isolation from one another. So we both went with picks from Sky So Smart, and I had to pick Rebel Rebel by Sue Shores. I loved this like cover. It's not even really a cover of a Bowie song because he like inserts so many of his own lyrics, but it's like it's kind of like an instrumental cover. Let's call it like he's taking. You know, a lot of liberties with it, but it's amazing. David Bowie, apparently also a fan. David Bowie got a chance to listen to it, and he said that, like, he just thought that he did such a beautiful job with this old track of his. But, yeah, I just really, like, love the feel of this song, of this track in particular. It was featured, of course, on The Life Aquatic of Steve Zissou, a Wes Anderson film. Not my favorite Wes Anderson film, but obviously all about them on a boat and a lot of, like, you know, being out on the beach and water and all that kind of jazz. So it makes a lot of sense. Had to take this pick. This very much was on, like, my own mixes of hanging out, lounging by the pool, and just feeling, like, really relaxed. So that's why... Two suggestions made the mix in this case. Nice job.
Yeah, I love this version of Rebel Rebel, and I agree with you. It's like it's so different, but very recognizable at the same time. Like you know it's Rebel Rebel, but you know such a unique spin on it. And I also think it kind of reminds me. I feel like this has happened to me before, where if you're on vacation in kind of an island environment. You get a situation where the band starts playing a song and you'd recognize it, right? Like maybe
right.
They're not singing
yes.
the lyrics or they're singing in a foreign language and you recognize it. So I kind of had that feel to it as well, which I thought was cool.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Like the poolside bands or the beachside bands are like
yes.
typically covering songs. Yeah. And you're like, I know this. How do I know this? But they've got that like, you know, island sound to it. Yeah, good call. That's very true. All right, track 8. So this is the last pick from one of our listeners, and it comes to us from at Jeremy A. Ball. Another one where I really had to like think hard about where do I put the splits, because you know it could be Jerem or Jerry My A Ball. You know, you just never know.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. Because Jerry My A Ball. That
makes sense.
Mm-hmm, that makes sense. Or Jerry Maya. Ball, right? Like
right.
Two people.
Right, right. All right. So they suggested Leaky Little Boat by Roger Klein and the Peacemakers.
Yeah, this song, I mean, really kind of captured me right from the beginning. I really like the sound of it. I wasn't familiar with Roger Klein and the Peacemakers, but I love the lines, alone, adrift together are we, slowly sinking in the deep blue sea, but we smile and we wave and we say, I'm afraid and I love you and here we go, which I just thought were just great lyrics, right? As far as just being on vacation or being on an adventure together or just being together with someone, right? Like I think those are just great lines. And I also like how the music kind of picks up at the end, that kind of breaks down a little bit and there's kind of this cool little... instrumental part the last minute or so of the song kind of reminded me of the Led Zeppelin song Fool in the Rain, where they kind of have that portion there where you know the instrumentation just sort of goes crazy.
Is real music dying? What even is real music, and who are we to judge that? Well, my father is a lifelong musician, and together we've been making music for over a decade. In our new podcast, we dare to ask the urgent, the weird, and the deep questions, and we have a lot of wild stories to tell. No matter what genres you enjoy, whether you're a musician, a producer, or a listener, we invite you to discover unconventional perspectives on music. So tune in and go follow Mad Makings of Music wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I like that comparison. I really also dug this track. I really liked it. Vibe was great. It almost had like a reggae-ish sound, like underneath the guitar and drums. Like,
yeah,
it definitely had like, yeah, like definitely hit that like island Caribbean vibe for sure. And I'm also a little concerned for their safety. I think we might need to call the Coast Guard because they're just floating around in the water in a leaky little boat, and they don't, you know, they don't seem to care. So I worry for them, but. I do really like the lyric that you called out like a whole lot. I think that's like a really beautiful sentiment because again, ideally, you know, you could be on this trip with someone you care about and it doesn't matter that you've got a leaky little boat and it doesn't matter. You're drifting out, you know, in alone in the water. You're just, like you said, ready for the next adventure. So this was a really cool song and I was happy to be introduced to it.
Yeah. I definitely want to dig in more to their work and see what else they have to offer. I'm sure it's some other good stuff out there. All right, track 9, we get into your first pick, okay? This is not listener suggested. You went with Wash Away by Joe Purdy.
Yeah, oh my goodness, I absolutely love this song. I think I got introduced to Joe Purdy from the show Grey's Anatomy, if I remember correctly. It's been many, many years. Also, can't believe that show is still on. I mean, like, my goodness.
Someone told me that the other day, and I was like, no, come on, you mean like reruns? And they're like, no, still new Grey's Anatomy. And I was like, how is this possible?
They lost me at the episode with like the rocket in someone that they surgically removed, and then it like blew up in the hall after the bomb guy took
I never watched the show.
Oh my goodness. And like then no one cared about this guy being blown up in the hallway. Like no one talked about that dude ever again. And I just thought like... I was so bothered by that. Clearly, to this day, I haven't let it go. Anyway, that's not the point of this podcast. That'll be another podcast where we dissect me trying to, you know, understand that episode.
Yeah, it's called Super Awesome Non Sequiturs from Television Shows. Yeah, where they just have those episodes that make no sense. It's like, exactly. Why are we watching this right now? What is happening?
Exactly. There's a lot of rich content that could go into that.
There is.
But yes, I actually, again, had a playlist that was just, I think I called it like hot summertime day or something like that, or you know, hot summer day. And this was on it, in addition to the, you know, the previously mentioned Sue George track and a couple of his others off that album. And yeah, it just like has that really calm vibe. Like, I think he's got a beautiful voice. I like his, you know, his instrumental play here. And it just is, yeah, you just feel, I always just immediately feel calm listening to it. And I like the lyrics and like the mood of it, of just, you know, whatever troubles you have, like they're going to wash away. And so it's just like a little relaxing, quick little song too. It's I think it's about 2 minutes long. It's not very, very long.
Yeah, I like this one and it sounded a little familiar. So, you know, I was kind of look up, like, was it used in something that I had seen? And sure enough, it was used in an episode of the show Lost. And they're definitely going to be featured quite a bit in our non sequiturs of Television Show. Because right. That's almost a primary through line in that show. But yeah, it was like at the end of an episode, like I think Hurley was listening to the song or something. Yeah. So that's where it stuck out for me. But yeah, I mean, just perfect for the kind of island vibe we're going for and the relaxed feel. So yeah, great pick.
Thank you. All right. Your first pick is The Seashores of Old Mexico by George Strait.
Yeah, I got a couple of country songs here coming up, but this one stuck out to me. I love George Strait. I mean, King George, he's got a million songs out there. Now, this one was written by Merle Haggard and originally recorded in 1971. So there's a few older recordings of this song, but George Strait came out with his version in 2005, so relatively recently. But, you know, pretty simple story. Young man on the run, gets to Mexico, then he loses all his money, but he eventually finds love and happiness on the seashores of old Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, I liked it. It's funny. I'm going to actually read my notes verbatim, because I usually just like stream of consciousness write my notes, right? I think, yeah, I mentioned that before. So rather than edit them, I'm going to read through them to give you the authentic experience.
Okay.
So nice pick. I actually found myself enjoying swaying to the song, even with all its twanginess and countryness sound. And then I sub-bulleted that. Ugh, it's happening, isn't it? After a year plus of this, I'm starting to enjoy some country music.
I knew I could bring you around. I'm telling you, there's too much good songwriting in country music for you to be like, I'm not into country. Yeah,
I know. It is happening. I did really enjoy this. I think it was a really good pick. And yeah, I like the idea of just kind of escaping your troubles. You know, hopefully you're not going to Mexico because you're a fugitive, as is suggested in this song. But, you know, whatever the reason, like, enjoy your trip.
Yeah, look, we're not advocating a prison break or anything like that, right? But,
right.
Yeah, there's something to kind of finding some simplicity in your life. Yeah. all right, so your last pick, this is an all-timer. This is a classic. You went with Summertime by Ella Fitzgerald.
Yeah, I mean, again, I feel like anytime we do a mix, there's a song that comes to mind first. And I think, like, no matter what, I'm going to have that song on there. And this is that one. I love the song. I find myself, like, so calm and relaxed and, like, serene feeling just from the opening notes. There's just, like, it's truly, she captured, you know, her and Louis Armstrong, who plays the trumpet on this track, like, just captured kind of that summertime mood in a song. It's, like, a little bit slow. You kind of feel like, you know, there's that, like, hot or like heaviness to summer days, and the longness of it, and but also like that calm feeling, and you want to move a little bit slower, you want to like be a little bit more relaxed, and I just think that's all wrapped up in this beautiful track. So yeah, I had to put it, and I just, this one, I don't know, like I could definitely see it on an island vibe, but for me, like my visualization as I'm like sitting on like a porch swing, or you know, a porch in a rocking chair with like some drinks nearby, and maybe there's like a lake to look at or something like that, and there's water nearby, but I might not be at a beach, like that's where I go whenever I listen to this song, and I really like it.
Yeah, no, this is a song from 1929.
Amazing.
Written by Ira Gershwin, and I just thought, like, 93 years old, like, can you imagine, like, 90 years from now, someone picking out something and being like, oh man, back in 2022, like, this is, it's incredible.
It's gonna,
you know,
it's gonna be like Cardi B's WAP, I think. It's gonna last the test of time for sure.
It's definitely going to be the timeless classic that we would equate to Summertime by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. Yes.
But no, that is amazing. That's incredible to think about. All right. Your last pick. You went with Toes by Zac Brown Band.
Yeah, this is pretty on the nose, okay? Pretty straightforward. I mean, this is just having a vacation in Mexico and just describing everything going on. Zac Brown Band, I mean, they make a lot of songs about, you know, kind of partying and having a good time. You know, some of the newer country, I think I've said this on the show before, I'm not all that into. But I do enjoy this song for some reason. I just like the vibe around it, and it feels like they're having a lot of fun with it. And I think it's just perfect for kind of this island vibe mix.
I agree. Yeah. No, I really like it. I love the lyrics. They made me laugh a couple times. And it's definitely got a beachy vibe. So I really liked it. Yeah, it was a good pick. And, you know, Zac Brown Band, I think he was featured on the Foo Fighters documentary. I think they did a recording with him on one of the tracks, Sonic Highways. And I started to like dig in a little bit more and realize that, yeah, they're like I mean, they're a very talented group. I'm not going to take that away from any country singer, but they're like especially talented. Definitely has like a lot of range there. So that might be, now that I'm getting more at peace with country, I might need to spend a little bit more time with his group.
Yeah, there's definitely a couple of the newer country artists that aren't, aren't kind of the cheesier stuff that you see out there, mm-hmm. you know, that's almost like pop music. But, you know, we can get into, you know, there's no need to deep dive into a debate about new country versus old country right now, because we're just trying to relax and enjoy our Island Vibe mix that we just added to your Super Awesome Mix collection. So follow us on Instagram at Super Awesome Mix. Okay, follow our new show. It's got its own feed now. So it's What Are You Listening To with Jen Tully. So definitely subscribe to that one. Give it a good rating. And Samra and I will get to work on your next favorite mix. So for Samra, this is Matt, and we'll see you then. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.